It's 88.5 KCSN. Sky Daniels here today. We're excited because we are inviting LA's own The Mowgli's into a live session here on the radio, and we're going to get it going right now. Guys, welcome, and let's hear something from The Mowgli's, and we'll come back and talk in 1 minute. It's The Mowgli's on 88.5 KCSN. Intro to our session today with the Mowgli's on 88.5 KCSN. Now, I get the benefit of seeing what a large troupe comprises the Mowgli's. Now, in fact, there are 8 members, and today we have Michael, Colin, Katie, Matthew, Josh, Spencer, and Andy. Dave, unfortunately, couldn't be with us, correct?
Correct.
So, whenever I see a band of this size having such a good time, I wonder, is it always like that?
Almost always. Yeah, we're just friends. We hang out.
Basically, yeah.
So there's the fact that you consciously, and you have been interviewed and talked about how you want to project a vibe of positivity, and there's an intent to all that. It's really true. You guys really are having a good time together.
Absolutely. It's definitely our intention. We want to make everyone else have a good time, too, you know?
Now, on a serious note about the fact that the band really does want to play music, writes music about it, and sings music with a certain purpose of trying to inject love, positive, having a good attitude towards things. You know, recently we've been having a real tough run of sociological issues. When you feel that stuff happening and your intent is to be so positive in spirit, do you take it as a challenge? Is there some sort of sense of, you know, we're going to have to just stay our course and inject as much positivity into the air as we can? Have you thought about, you know, we're in a, you know, this last week has been a tough, tough period for the American consciousness. How do you guys respond to that as artists?
It is a practice, and we have to do our best in every moment to give off the best possible feelings with every heartbeat that we have, and we really just can't let go of that motivation no matter what. And that is that's the true test of strength.
I think times like these kind of remind us that it's more important now than ever to have kind of a positive message and to believe that we as a people can accomplish anything and kind of rise above this stuff.
Well, that's true. That's great remarks, and it's clear, you know, that's hopefully the intent, you know, sharing that spirit is a wonderful intent. And the fact that you have purposefully set out to make that part of the you know, ethos of the band, the Mowgli's. I read a article that called your music part 60s Laurel Canyon, part 70s Venice Beach, part 10 Silver Lake, but many of you are from the San Fernando Valley, though. Where is the love for the SFV and all that? I mean, come
That's
on.
What I'm saying.
True. I love the Valley.
All right.
I don't really know anything about the Valley, but my friends like it.
I just don't think the Valley really led the way for any kind of like era, you know. So that's.
But it starts
malls,
today.
Josh?
There's a lot of 7-Elevens.
Malls.
We are starting now. This is the new music mecca of our day. In case you weren't aware, so the whole movement's moving here. So it's time to come over the hill.
Well, we're happy to be here.
And you're here now.
Be part of it, yeah, man.
True. You're here about now, and you're going to help us extend where the new vibe is coming from.
Absolutely.
Which is right here in Northridge. Why don't you play something else from the record, and then we'll talk about the making of the record and labels and all that other stuff. What do you want to play for us next?
This song is called The Great Divide.
And it's about how we all have the power to make every day the best day of our lives.
Let's go for it. Again, is the Mowgli's on 88.5 KCSN, live in session with me, Sky Daniels. We were talking as you played about the fact that there is a true spirit to what you're doing, and that the fact that there is such a large gathering, eight members at its full core, that a lot of times the interplay, even in an environment like this, our studio, you guys really do kind of inspire each other to play up and to get engaged.
Yeah. I think we're constantly feeding off the energy of one another, and just like I'm watching Michael have fun, and I'm like, wow, I'm having fun too, actually.
It's true.
The idea is to give each other permission to be at our best, and hopefully by doing so, we will give everyone else permission to be at their best, and that kind of energy will pay it forward throughout the ripples of energy in the universe.
Does that extend to me? Now, can you send me permission, positive?
Aren't you feeling it right now?
I am feeling it.
You're looking like you're having a great time.
I am.
Even through this glass interrogation thing that's going on here, you're looking great, man.
Well, we haven't waterboarded you yet. No, bad joke. Zero Dark 30 too much. The record, you know, It was made. I got to get my own head around the fact that you start out independently doing your thing. Island gets involved. Catch me up on where the activity is with the Mowglis, the making of the album, and moving forward.
Are you familiar with the term synchronicity?
Yes.
It's weird. We literally just set out down this path. It's kind of like this mission to change the world with our love and positivity. And we try to pour that and embed it into all of the music we make. And after we did that, people just kind of started showing up to help us along the way. We literally see Island and our management and Paradigm as people who have just kind of magically appeared to help us accomplish this goal that we've set out on.
They're becoming a member of the troupe as you roll along.
Exactly, yes. Right. And it starts to grow and it's snowballing.
I think we
control.
Have like one of the best teams I could ever possibly imagine having. Everyone, I think, understands the integrity that we're trying to do this with.
We are extremely blessed and extremely grateful.
Our management is in the other room saying we're number one.
Yeah, they
looking
are.
Looking smug.
Well, no, and that was exactly the conversation we were having. They were, you know, we were talking about how there's a genuineness to the spirit that you exhibit in song, that it really does exist as part of what you want to do. You know, it's real. It's not just something you're putting on for a good purpose. You mean it.
Yeah, I don't think it would work if it was inauthentic, you know.
We
I think
also,
people can see through that.
I don't know what else to do. Something has to be done, right?
Well, you're sugared up on
that's
donuts.
Awesome.
See,
right.
So
oh, by the way, I didn't get one of those, so and I'm pissed about it.
There's more.
There's donuts.
Okay, we'll talk about it later.
Yeah, we've got it. We still got donuts in reserve. Don't worry, you're not going to be denied.
All right.
We like to make sure that everybody that comes here gets a treat. And now we're giving a treat to the audience, which is the music of the Mowglis. So why don't we give them another song? What do you have in store?
Yeehaw.
This next one's called Slowly, Slowly. It's all about love.
We like that. It's 88.5 KCSN with the Mowglis.
Far as distance allows me.
It's 88.5 KCSN, and I must say thank you to the Mowglis.
Thank you. No, it was just great.
It was great spirit. You know, you can see the joy of your performance, and apparently you're going to be allowing a lot of people in on the fun that is the Mowglis with
the
residency.
Merrier. Everyone's allowed.
Well, you're going to have a residency for most of the month of February at Satellite, right?
All of the shows are free every Monday night in February at the Satellite.
Well, you can't really ask for more for you to tell us that every Monday night, what can I do tonight? Oh, I know, for free, I can go see the Mowglis at the Satellite.
And some of our other favorite bands.
Some incredible bands.
Awesome. Like who? Name them. Name them.
Terraplane Sun, The Diamond Light.
Zach Waters.
Lisa Donnelly.
The Janks.
Other people?
You have a lot of friends.
Sharkitecture.
All very talented and cool.
Well, then we can only say that we hope that all of our listening audience will drop by and see what we saw today, obviously in the confines, the comfortable confines of our performance studio.
Yeah, come get involved, everyone. Be a part of it.
Well, and we're gonna continue to advocate the music of the Mowglis and certainly talk about those shows coming up at the Satellite.
Thank you.
I want to thank you for coming out and putting on a great performance today.
Thanks so much for having us, man.
Our pleasure.
Cheers.
It is the Mowglis on 88.5 KCSN.